Now then, come and sit close. That's right, nice and comfy. Let me tell you a story about a very small fellow named Mirren Thistledown. Mirren was a quiet little creature, no taller than a footstool, with soft brown curls and a fondness for warm fires and well-buttered seed cakes. He lived beneath an old oak tree in a round, snug burrow where everything had its place, and where surprises were most unwelcome. You see, Mirren liked things just as they were. Each morning he brewed his tea, each afternoon he tended his garden, and each evening he sat by the fire and told himself, "Nothing unexpected happened today." And then, one evening, something did. Just as the kettle began to whistle, there came a knock at the door. Not a bang, not a thump, just a small, polite tap-tap. Mirren froze. "Oh dear," he murmured, peering over his spectacles. "Visitors don't usually come knocking at tea time." Outside stood an elderly hedgehog in a blue travelling coat leaning on a silver walking stick. His eyes sparkled with kindness and just a hint of mischief.
"Good evening," said the hedgehog gently. "I'm terribly sorry to bother you, but I have seemed to have misplaced an adventure."
"An adventure?" Mirren swallowed.
"Well," trying to sound brave, "I don't usually keep such things."
But the hedgehog smiled, and before Mirren quite knew how it happened, he found himself stepping outside his warm little home, leaving behind his fire, his kettle, and his certainty. The path ahead was dark. The stars were bright and Mirren's heart was fluttering like a leaf in the wind. But somewhere, deep inside, beneath the worry and the wonder, a small voice whispered, "This might be rather marvellous." And that, my dear ones, is how Mirren Thistledown's great adventure began. Now then, we'll save the rest for another night.